is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Football Association, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Center, Cleveland Clinic, Duncan's Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Rise Bahamas.
And a hip-hop apocalypse up.
Hello.
You can't see the star to the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban linked up. How much ice just a hurt and me rings up.
Okay.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone focus back a thing now. Bets through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard they must fight me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Me tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the town, born again, them said the flow ungodly, my mind need Jesus. Girls call cookies when my mind need reefer. Girl, when my frosting can't stand me neither. Aim excellent, point blank, tell the truth. Bullets never miss the chin like a Chinese teacher. Yeah, every bad mind fraud, them misses them parents, they corrupt, so them are negative. How much longer you got yet for people? You know, see you're not benefit. These cars are digits and say,
from what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone talk us about that thing now. Bitch, throw me, I do it.
Afternoon, the Tuesday, May 2nd edition is on and popping in. Your boy Naughty in your comedy. Obviously, Talking Heads on and popping. Mr. Producer, man, what's going on in your mind? We got to call out the big fella again, man. What is be going on in here? How? All right, let me just do the process of deduction. Did we have Lang live in studio? There, Lang was zooming from Freeport. He's from Grand Bahama. Okay. Howard Mine. Come on, man, Howard Mine. You doing your thing. Props to you, brother. But my God, leave the microphone for the rest of us, man. My God. I mean, Mr. Producer, but what you speaking to, though? You don't see it going on? What I mean, you having your head down it. You just have your head down, you ain't jacking. My God, this microphone look like it get beat. How would you use this to beat somebody? You beat one of your guests, eh? Man, all the guts of this microphone hanging out, man, all the... Oh, Lord. Mr. Producer, be getting any scotch tape in the back there? What about duct tape? I got some black electrician tape in the car. I going to get that on the break. My God. How would I believe you be using this as gym... Anyway, if you hear my voice go in and out, that's just this microphone wobbling here saying, help me, Jesus. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Yeah, it's like that. But we can get through it, though. We can get through it. Hold on now. Hold on. Mr. Producer, you see how these Texans is getting into things and don't even know what they're talking about? Where was Mr. Lang the last 2 hours? Not in the studio, correct? So, Dexter, where you going? How it could be... Lang. How would it be Lang? It can't be Lang if he wasn't in studio. Only three people been in here for the day. Well, no, four. Chester. It was Nori. What about Nori? Nori was in here? All right, Howard, stop. It could be Nori. Nori part junglist for sure. That's my boy, but Nori got junglist quality. He could have break up this microphone too. I know Aaron ain't going to break up no microphone. She like microphone. So, yeah, any chance Aaron get to control that mic, she ain't gonna break up no mic. Not Aaron. No, not Aaron. All right. I got two culprits. Nori or Howard. Texas, since y'all know so much, tell me who busts up this microphone. Nori or Howard? All right. We can get to the bottom of this today. Naughty. Afternoon. I hope the media keeps agitating that issue with the MP. I can't tell you what I had before I came to work. It's just my pregame concoction. Don't get in my business. You say it's Nuri. Oh, Lord. Look like everybody. And that's... Who that is? That's Madam Producer? That's Madam Producer? I'm Madam Producer. Okay, no, never mind. Okay, afternoon. How are you? So, hold on. How is Ezra getting this? Ezra was in there today? He was over there though, right? Wait, listen here. This texter should really be a lawyer for Howard B. Oh, Madam Producer, look here, please. Madam Producer, I need to talk to you. Yeah, no, you ain't do nothing. You ain't do nothing. I just need your help. Just poke your head in the door, please. Poke your head in the door. Afternoon, hope all is well. Listen, you got to talk to, we've deduced this two culprits. It's either Nuri or it's either Howard. But they be doing this mic right in, man. All this mic, gearbox, and engine, and pistons be hanging out all over the desk when they come to work, man. They be beating it back. Me and Uncle Mike should be live. What do you think? This me? You should not be on commotion. This me. Live, baby. No, nothing like better than live. And where Dwight? Dwight climbing Kilimanjaro still, or are you back yet? I'm in the mountain. He's still on the mountain. You all Texas, you all then run Dwight to the mountain. I see why Dwight going to the mountain, you know. But anyway, just so you know, the Texas who produced it's either Nuri or Howard. One was trying to blame Lang, but I said, Lang wasn't in the studio today. He was zooming. Then he tried to blame Ezra Johnson. Ezra ain't been here long enough. He's in the corner. He's on the visitor's mic. So, I believe it's Nuri, you know. Nuri got some junglers to him, you know. Yeah, all right, Nuri. It's you, Howard. You're off the hook. Nuri, I come in to deal with you on Facebook. Oh, but you get kicked off Facebook again. So when you get out of Facebook jail, Nuri, I come in to deal with you. Thank you, Madam Producer. But all I see is it ain't me. And all I see is now that they're looking at the pecking order. I said number two man on the block around here. Thank you very much. And the dude is number one. He climbing the mountain. So technically right now I'm number one. Y'all gotta treat me like that. Bye, thank you. I like that plaid too. That's what you call Pinland plaid. He's looking down, smiling at you. Mr. Pinland would rock that plaid himself, so Lyndon would like that kind of plaid. Anyway. Now that we got this out to be, because y'all turning this into Joker's vibe today, I swear. All right, let's just address some of the things. Let's get into the how you can chime in. Yeah, and I got to talk sideways today. That's the only way to make it stay up. I talking sideways. If I sound echoey, it ain't me. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. That's in New Providence. Phone lines are open. Toll free. Grand Bahama and any one of the 300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in, that's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. All right, let's check out the headliners, and then we'll get to Freeport with the buzz. Yes, indeed. Naughty, someone needs to file a lawsuit against the government for allowing the courts to be granting bail to these hardened criminals and repeat offenders. Innocent people are being caught in the crossfire, and it's not fair. Bail should be denied for certain type of offenses. Preaching to the choir, Texter. I feel you. All right. Let's check out the headliners, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads, who are what's making headlines in the 242. And like I said, new arrivals in stock right now. At all Fine Thread locations. Check them out online, finethreads.com, or pop on in, top of the hill, Mackey Street, or the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both locations open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And here's what we're dealing with. Was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. This one is a horrible one. Don't like seeing this at all. Boy struck by car as shooters flee. Gunman tried to kill man in Fauxroy by Travis Cartwright Carroll. Primary school student was struck on Johnson Road by the getaway vehicle used by assailants. Who shot a 30-year-old man yesterday afternoon, police said. According to police, the man had just arrived at his home on Mandingo Alley, Fox Hill, around 3:25 when two gunmen exited a burgundy Japanese car. The gunman shot him several times before fleeing. It is further reported that the suspects fled the scene onto Johnson Road. A male student from a nearby primary school was struck by the suspect's vehicle. Both victims were taken to hospital. The 30-year-old man was listed in serious condition, and the student was in stable condition up until press time. Now innocent people are getting involved in the heinous crime. It's just way out of control. And there again, more gun violence. Jobless rate likely above pre-COVID level, Roll says. Unemployment in the Bahamas is projected to be higher than it was before COVID-19 pandemic started in 2020. This according to Central Bank Governor John Roll, though he acknowledged that there have not been any recent official estimates. Roll noted that the unemployment rate fell significantly from 2020 to 2021 when it was projected at being in excess of 20%. So let's see where that goes. Mitchell appeals for justice, fairness for all, including chairman of the PLP, Fred Mitchell, yesterday appealed for justice and fairness for all, including members of parliament, and said it's wrong to assail the reputation of someone based on untested allegations. All right, this is where Mr. Mitchell loses me. Because on the campaign trail, who does more mudslinging and character assassination and encouragement of said practices than Mr. Mitchell? So spare me. No playing the victim role, even though he loves to play the victim role. No, sir. No, sir. All right? Spare me the pontification. Spare me all of that. And you shouldn't get critical of the media, because lest we forget, weren't you privy to writing the news back in the day yourself in one of your previous incarnations under another administration? Because you've done flip-flop many administrations, you know? The hypocrisy is too rife right there. I got to command immigration, Minister of Immigration, Keith Bell. Repatriations will continue. Minister of Labor and Immigration, Keith Bell, said yesterday, repatriations to Haiti will not cease after United Nations Committee called on all countries in the Americas to suspend deportations to that country. Repatriations, Bell said, we continue to do what we need to do to protect the borders of this country. We are a sovereign state, and while we have signed on a number of accords and conventions, we must do what is best in the interest of the Bahamian people and to protect our sovereignty as a country. It is impossible for us to absorb all of the irregular migrants. Bingo. Now, it's Masha, Mr. Bell, when he's do fool, or when they have workers languishing in Abaco, and, you know, foreign nationals with work permits are running roughshod and Bahamians are still displaced. Yeah, but this is what you're supposed to do. Even if you got to stand up to the UN, stand up and say, we understand what we signed up for, but we cannot risk ourselves and our sovereignty in the process. So I got to commend that. Naughty news, killing, and almost more killing. This is past ridiculous. All we get on the news is murder, and more murder. Yep, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Well, get worse in some scenarios. I mean, if you read the court news, my God, man charged with double murder of two brothers, bus driver denies indecent assault charge, murder appeal adjourned, man to stand trial for murder of man on bail, $28,000 after making false declaration. I mean, it's just rife. Mr. Producer, we got Grand Bahama chimed in. So let's get down to we're going to slide now from New Providence into Grand Bahama, another supplements in the Guardian each and every Tuesday from the Grand Bahama News. So let's check in with Sarah Kirkby. And I think Darren Cooper's chiming in again today. And we'll see exactly what's going on and buzzing down there in Freeport. So we're sliding out of the headliners. Brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads and Into the Buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. You know it's buzzing up here in New Providence. Let's see what's happening down there in Grand Bahama. Sarah, what's happening? What's good?
I'm good. How are you, my darling?
I am fine. What's going on down there in Grand Bahama? Bring us up to snuff.
I'm just having a little meltdown because I just realized I won't be on island for the inauguration, and I won't be at inauguration at the coronation. I won't be here on Saturday. I'm traveling. I'm like,
I thought you were going to the coronation as much as you love the royals. I thought you was going.
I can't believe you didn't invite me. I'm so
mad. Listen, the king is. Look, I'm sure if Lizzie was still around, Lord bless her dad, you would have been straight, you know.
Of course, because I've been to her house for tea.
So, I know how you go. You hobnob. You have your white tea gloves and everything.
I'm serious, and I have the fascinator. I was ready.
We know why. You know, I don't support this one, you know, because, you know, Woody wants to be reincarnated as he lost me at that, so I just can leave him alone.
I have to say I'm very impressed that that our prime minister took Michael Pintard as well, the opposition leader, with him. I think that's a really lovely sign, and I think it's great they're both there. Mitchell's going to behave himself.
But look, obviously Mr. Mitchell don't seem too happy to Mr. Pintard. Did you see the pictures? He got the mouth like the butt of a cat, just puckered right up. But I'm sure you know.
I have to disagree with that. I saw Mr. Mitchell, MP Mitchell, and Mr. Pintard, who's my MP, in Western Air the other day, and they were cracking each other up. I have to say, it was really nice to see. And Mr. Mitchell was smiling and being funny. It was really
he actually laughs. He actually has a sense
they
of humor.
They were laughing and having a good laugh together.
I got to see that to believe
really
that.
To see.
That is it the was, Grinch that stole politics in my book. You will never. I got to see that to believe that.
Well,
but a lot
I'm
of people
he behaves himself and doesn't stand up and ask for repair.
Well, according to my late friend Mr. Ivan Johnson and some of them alleged stories, what I heard about, I don't know about any behaving now, not in the UK.
Well, let's hope he doesn't stand up in the middle of the
not been near to Piccadilly Circus.
I could just see you being rather in the UK over the KC.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But listen, my thing is what I want a lot of people to do is stop politicizing this though, because it is the protocol of the region. If you look through the Commonwealth nations, all of the leaders of the opposition are going to the coronation along with the current administration.
Yeah, 75 years.
Correct.
It's absolutely. It's amazing.
It is a coronation.
And it is. And England is the only country, and like Bahamas and most of the Commonwealth countries, have this pomp and circumstance that a lot of people really do love. It's a huge business for the UK. So, you know, I don't have a problem with it. And I think, you know, Charles has done his time. It's his time to be king, and it's time. We'll all be up at 5 a.m. watching and having our scones and tea and, you know, cheering him on. I think it's fantastic, to be honest.
So, you know, like I say, a lot of people get involved for one reason or another.
Yeah.
But people need to know for what it is.
Yeah.
You know, the king wants everybody there.
You have to represent your country. We are a Commonwealth. It is, you know, they are there to protect us. England is our sovereignty. I don't think that's the right word, but... you know, it's an important event. I wish we were having a holiday, because it's always good to have a holiday. Would be nice to have the Monday off, I thought.
Yeah, I want the Monday or the Friday. Are we getting neither? What's going on?
No. Then they're having a bank holiday in the UK. They get Monday off in the UK. You know, I was hoping.
You didn't get no holiday, man?
No, and the weather's good. And I mean, we should be out fishing and celebrating.
All of this foolishness and Fred drowning again and Brad drowning again and ain't no holiday? Because for that, they could have just sent the governor general and the leader of the opposition if they really wanted to, you know. Don't let me get picky and technical now, you know.
I think it's very good that they're there. We need to show face.
No, sir. If you don't get no damn holiday, I don't want them nowhere. They need to stay their butt home. They're going over there and highfalutin and meet. No, sir.
Well, I think we should start a quick petition and see if we can change that.
Anyway, I can duck whoever on Monday or Friday whenever I choose. I can figure it out. I can take my own
You'll
holiday.
You'll figure it out. All right.
I am self-governed.
This is fact. You are self-governed.
So here we go. What we got down there? We got Skydive Boogie at Old Bahama Bay. Totally awesome.
Yeah. So these guys are.
Well, hats off to them, because that's, you know,
jumping out of good working planes.
I got other ways to get high, so I give them props crazily, because I ain't jumping out of no plane. You ain't getting me that high. No, sir. That's for the birds.
And I have to tell you, the guy who wrote the article, David Meller Sr., who originally used to work for the Freeport News when it began in the 60s, he is now 80, and he did his.
Oh, that's
three jumps.
That's old man Melanin.
Three jumps.
That's old man. That's the dad.
Mm-hmm. And he did three jumps. He's 80 and he did three jumps. One in West End, two in West End, and one on Tatano Beach by Stone. Amazing.
He's trying to be famous, more famous than his sons, I see. I like that.
He is. He's amazing. As well as Olivia, who owns Stone Crab. A lot of people would know her, Olivia Pages. She's a beautiful lady who owns Stone Crab. She jumped as well. She did several jumps over the week, but she particularly jumped onto her property where they jumped at Tano Beach, which is right next to Stone Crab. So that was a really cool one evening.
You don't know how much I respect these folks, Sarah. I when I say this, I am scared, you know what, of heights. I don't do heights at all. That ain't my thing right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll gut it out if I have to, but like I said, I'm not going to wake up and say, you know what, I want to jump out of a plane today. I want to go do whatever it takes. No, sir. Well, not me.
What I would suggest, if you want to see some of the pictures from this event, go look them up. We'll have them on our 242 News tomorrow. There are some amazing shots, and they said the most amazing part about it are the views that you can see over our oceans.
Well, I'm looking at the picture that you used in the Grand Bahama News, and it's absolutely pristine. Yeah. Blue sky, white clouds, very vivid. Great, great shot.
Yeah, it's amazing. And there's a really cool one that we'll have up of these two guys that are like looking at each other with the city below. It's really cool. That'll be on our newsletter tomorrow.
That's good to know, man. And congrats to all those folks from Grand Bahama doing it, man, because I'll talk about it, but I'll never do it.
They did have a little bit of a hiccup down there with somebody who wasn't promoting them right, but I think they resolved it, and I think they're good to come back. So I remind everybody, when you're coming to the islands, make sure you work with the Ministry of Tourism and speak to them, you know, when you're coming, and get everything properly dotted and crossed. Don't believe everything everybody tells you.
So I see they're doing big things with energy efficiency in Grand Bahama as well, too.
They are. I think Grand Bahama Power is really leading the way in that cause and pushing people. So good for them. And so they gave some awards out. It's a good story to read. And particularly for small businesses where, you know, the power is the majority of your costs. So it was a really nice award ceremony. And really great that the power company is pushing this as well. So that was good. You'll also see that we're kind of calling attention to the Xanadu. It's so sad to see what it looks like.
And very sad to see it in that condition. And I stayed there a couple of times in my early radio career. That's where they used to house us when we'd come down to Freeport to do events. And I'll tell you, man, still a lot of potential with the marina there as well, too. But, I mean, it's got to be taken care of. It's got to be, you know, somebody's got to come in and grab that property.
We're hoping so, and I believe the property next to it is also available. So I would encourage those developers who are looking to do stuff. Not trying to be mean to NASA, but you can't, you know, you're getting kind of full.
No, we full. Take it to Grand Bahama. Give us a reason to get some people off this rock, and not in a bad way either.
Yeah, yeah. We're ready for you, so we've got space. And the good news is, we found out today, they're going to be knocking down some of the International Bazaar. So that's really great news. It was an eyesore, unfortunately. And the Port Authority announced today that they will be knocking that down tomorrow. They're going to start knocking it down in the Chinese section and the Indian section. They'll be taking those out. They were destroyed by the fire. So we had called attention to that. So I'm very pleased they're going to start doing it. It's actually the sixth building that the Port Authority is tearing down. And I really have to give kudos to them. We're pushing them a lot, but I'm very pleased that they're taking them down. It helps everybody within the community as well. Nobody wants to see that all the time, and especially when you're trying to get things back up and going. And I really do feel that Grand Bahama's, you know, kicking up there, and we're starting to come around. I don't want to put mouth on it, as you
said. I'm right now.
Thank you. And then there's two other things we talked about. This is a really cool show. I would suggest if you could look for this online, Silver Kings. It is a great show about bone fishing. These guys have been waiting to come down from Dorian, but it's worth it to watch. Not just if you're a fisherman or you're into bone fishing, it's worth it to see the videography they do, the story they tell about Grand Bahama, the what they show also of Abaco. It's a beautiful, beautiful show, and it's going to actually air on CBS as well, but you can find it on YouTube. The young gentleman who is on it with him is Justin Lewis, who works for Bonefish Tarpon and Trust here in Grand Bahama. Also a fantastic rugby player. And so it's a really good story. And the video, it's worth it. So we mentioned it in the story. I would suggest you go find it. It's a great story. And we also want to thank the American Embassy, who is in town talking about student visas, which is very important, especially to know the process. I have a daughter who's in school. And, you know, you have to make sure everything is dotted and perfect to get your student visa sorted out and what you are allowed to do now. Especially after, I hate to say, 9/11, the rules have changed so much from when I was going to school about working and everything. So it's a really good one to pay and find more information about student visas on our pages as well.
Well, I'm glad to know, you know, we still got kids in Grand Bahama still flocking to get off to school, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, parents are working hard. And Kids are doing well. We've got some great schools here, so I'm really pleased. And I do want to not. I don't want to go without saying one more thing. We will be doing more stories next week. We're looking at the airport, some changes here with the concrete plant and Gold Rock. But we did hear today that unfortunately the utility bills will be going up. There was another announcement on that, and so we'll have more news on that for next week. Not good news, but at the end of the day, water is everything, and you have to make sure it's all secured and you have it for, you know, especially if we're going to increase and have more business, which leads us to a news that, you know, we're hopefully getting more. There was a deal that was talked about in a daily about RCL, MSC Cruise Lines, and ITM, which was the Mexican group that was supposed to come in and do the hotel with RCL. They are still looking to do something at our harbor here in Grand Bahama, which would really increase the numbers there. So that's a positive for us as well.
I definitely want to see some more stuff going on with the harbors, but I think if you get the airport up and running, you get the hotels where they need to be and make the improvement to the harbor, Freeport will be banging.
I know, and I know Mr. Cooper's working on it hard, so I'm just encouraging all the time on that hotel. Let's get that hotel going, sir. I know you're working hard for us on that. I see the cruise ships coming. It is so great. I got to tell you, Naughty, you cannot get into Banana Bay or Taino Beach or some of these places on
now,
the weekends.
My question though is, with the influx of tourists off the cruise ship, is it still a fair shake for the cab drivers to get into the market, or we still got some of them being displaced?
The cab drivers, I got to be honest, I don't know what numbers they're doing. I can tell you that the tour companies are doing well because, of course, they're taking on the double-decker buses down. They usually do the tour to Lucayan National Park. Then they take them to the Garden of the Groves, and then they do a trip to Banana Bay or another restaurant. It's a quick tour. Then that's the part, I think you guys have addressed this a lot with your conversations with Toby and with a lot of people over our side. It's a shame because you kind of wish some of these tourists could stay a lot longer.
Correct.
And that, you know, and that they would keep the casinos open.
I want them to experience what Freeport has to experience, the tours, the culture, the food, all of the experience that there is. Grand Bahama is far too big. And see, what they can't sell me on, Sarah, is I grew up on the Emerald Seas. I was in Grand Bahama a couple times a week when I was lucky enough to travel with Pops. So it's not like I didn't experience the Grand Bahama. And back then, I could always say, the casinos were closed in port, the stores were closed in port, the restaurants were closed in port, even the bars were closed in port. Very minimal bars that were open on that ship when they were in port. And that's what we need to revert back to. Grand Bahama needs to feel the impact, not just a couple of dollars. They need to feel, we should be able to brag about our average tourist spend, you know, be within the region. The region, I think, leader is St. Martin with about $300 per tourist, per passenger spend. We need to get in those conversations.
I think what we really need to address is how, obviously that as well, but we also need to worry about how our vendors and do. It worries me with Carnival coming here. I think it's great Carnival's coming. I think it will be a boost for our East End. And I think we have to be dynamic as citizens and get creative on tours to get those people out of the Carnival area and to show them Freeport. That's our job, to bring more numbers in and to eat in their restaurants and to shop in the stores that will be on site. What worries me about those shops that are on site for the smaller businesses is straw market vendors and people like that. They have often talked about the fact that they're going to have to take a Carnival card and then get paid later, up to 2 weeks later. I just don't know how that's going to work for the small vendors, for definitely for straw market vendors. I don't see how that's going to work. And it's something I think we really need to address when we do these agreements, that we have our business hats on and we are really dotting the I and crossing T's for the smaller man, particularly.
And ensure that they're not left out of the process.
Yeah, it's a big thing. I did ask when I was on my cruise recently, I asked in Costa de Mayo where we went, and I spoke to the salespeople in the stores, and I said, how's it working for you? They did go on that process where you were charging it and the customer could charge it to their room card or their stateroom in the cruise, but it didn't last very long. So I'm hoping we can preempt that a little bit. It really has to be a big discussion. You and Toby have brought it up. You and Diane Phillips is talking about it on the radio all the time. The cruise industry is very important to us, but we have to manicure or discuss how it goes forward for us as a country. There's a bigger talk to it than just, you know, one-offs here and there. You know, we're fighting a lot, but we also need them as much. So we have to work together. But there has to be some work on our part as well to make sure that we get what's best for us.
Agreed. We have to, all hands on deck for this, no pun intended.
Exactly. And if you don't mind, give a shout out to a lovely lady, Jasmine, and the Bahamas Waste team. I hopefully be down there on Thursday with them. We've got some fun stuff we're launching for the 50th Independence, and I want to say a shout out to that hardworking crew, if you don't mind.
Pick up the Bahamas Waste across the whole entire archipelago, man. All the islands where they're at, man. They do a great job.
Thank you, sir.
All right, so always good to hear from you. We'll hear from you next Tuesday, man.
All right, Don.
Be safe and enjoy the coronation however you can enjoy it.
I will, darling. I'll be having scones and a little bit of Pimm's, and I'll be thinking of you.
And put your pinky up and you drink your tea for me one time, all right?
Of course.
There you go.
Of course I will.
All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break. Thanks, sir. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll hook you up with the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break and get you ready for the 5 o'clock hour. Keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, May 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
After a hurricane or storm, get the Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide. The guide will tell you where to purchase building and cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go, and much more. The Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches and after it departs. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, 302-2300, or call your account executive. Will you be prepared?
After a brief layoff, Fish Fry Fridays is back in the big carnival month. The Big Band Passage will get you in the mood for the big carnival road march in the streets of Nassau. That's right, it's the pre-carnival edition of Fish Fry Fridays, May 5th at Margaritaville, downtown Nassau. Featuring Passage, DJ AI, and special guest models from the Euphoria Madness Masquerade Band, modeling their costumes that will be on the road for carnival. Fish Fry Fridays is back May 5th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. $25 general admission, $55 buffet and party. Don't miss Fish Fry Friday, back with the pre-carnival edition.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. The spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, motor hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look, fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Play with Island Games,
we making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games,
we paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market, you getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon, sandwiched inside a split plastic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The Tuesday, May 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Let's get up into the... I could just laugh. I could just laugh, laugh, laugh. Some of the stuff you see, we get sent your way either via text or on social media. Just laugh and shake your head, you know. Just got to laugh, shake your head. Sometimes you just got to moose it off. All right. So... let's get up into your global members heating up the planet in 60 seconds. And that's all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. All right? And it's all about Crazy Tuesdays, people. Yes, Crazy Tuesdays. At your favorite KFC location, all right? You get 5 pieces of the Colonel's Chicken for only $10. And make them original, too. All right? Yeah, get yourself hooked up. All right? It's finger looking good. I mean, get the spicy if you have to, but it's all about the original, all right? And you still got time to vote. You got one more week to vote. Vote.kfcnassau.com. Rock the vote for the original, all right? And you still got chances to win right here on air. I got a couple more pillows to give away this week, a couple more bags, a couple more T-shirts, a couple more hookups for you. So you never know where I'm going to pop in and hook you up. Got to keep your eyes open at your favorite KFC location. Never know where I'm going to pop up and hook you up for rocking that original, all right? Vote.kfcnassau.com. Rocket for the original. All right, let's check out what's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, like I said, by KFC Nassau. And where do we begin? Lots to talk about globally. Y'all still counting Elon Musk? Boy, listen, if you look at Twitter, not Twitter, but if you look at social media these days, boy, they going in on Elon, boy. My God. All right. How about this one? The Super Mario Brothers movie became the first film of the year to cross the 1 billion mark at the global box office. Moviegoers are heading back to theaters, but still not in the numbers they were before COVID-19. Singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot, If You Could Read My Mind, Sundown, and Battle of Yarmouth Castle. That's right. The very famous Yarmouth Castle tragedy that transpired between Nassau and Florida and Miami when that cruise ship burnt and sank. He had a ballad called The Battle of the Yarmouth Castle, which was quite popular back in the day. And if you want to know why I know so much about the Yarmouth Castle, my late mother and my late aunt were on there and survived it. And that's how my mom met my dad. But I'll tell you that story another day. Yeah, I'll tell you the Cinderella portion of that tragedy another day. Starting today, Amazon workers in Seattle are required to be in office at least 3 days each week. Tom Hanks is celebrating his 35th wedding anniversary this week with Rita Wilson. Carol Burnett's 90th birthday two-hour special had 7.6 million primetime views on NBC. Aerosmith says they've got one more tour in them, and then they're going out on the road this fall, and they're going out on the road this fall and this winter, and that'll be it. So you got to catch it. That's the last one for Aerosmith. The Writers Guild of America says they are serious about possible strike, which could bring some of your favorite TV shows to a sudden halt. It's already happening, and late-night TV is going to be going into reruns real soon. And Mike Shannon, Cardinals broadcaster and two-time World Series champ, has died at the age of 83. And last night was the big Met Gala in New York City. And let me tell you, if you see some of the pictures coming out of that, it'll make you scratch your head, shake your head, nod your head, all of the above. All right? And that's a wrap right there on your global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And it's all about Crazy Tuesdays. Get those 5 pieces of the Colonel's Chicken for only $10. And make it original. when you get them. All right, let me slide in with Dunkin' Donuts coffee break real quick before we get to the final break and get to the news at 5. You know I runs on Dunkin', and listen, it's all about that glazed donut breakfast sandwich back at your favorite Dunkin' location, all right? You got the sweet and the salty going on. You got the egg, the cheese, the bacon on that glazed donut. It is all good. The sweetness pops in with the saltiness, makes it for an extra special kick. Get it by itself. Get it as a combo with hash browns and coffee or iced tea. Either way, it's all good, and it's waiting on you at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right, Mr. Producer, we ready to get to the break? We're like, uh-oh. Boy, this is a crazy Tuesday today, for real. Because I'm getting ready to go to the break, and the producer looked like he going on break. I think he gone on a bathroom break. So I guess we just gonna sit here and shoot the breeze until we can get to the break. Mr. Producer, we can get to the break, please. I didn't know you gone on a break. Oh, now you trying to play it off. Yeah, anyway, let's go to the break, man. On the flip side of the break, we'll be getting into the 5 o'clock hour. And we'll be talking sports. All right, we got some special guests coming up in studio as well. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Like I said, it all continues on the flip side of the break. And we got guests, like I said, the Bahamas Football Association going to be in studio with us today talking soccer. All right, so that'll be on the flip side of the news coming up in 5 o'clock hour. All you got to do is keep it right where you got it as the Tuesday, May 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. A mall collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's. We'll be putting fashion at your feet.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
Uh-huh. People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want to see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Right.
We want local government.
Share
local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
The ultimate sandwich experience starts with a bite of the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger and a flavor explosion of crispy, juicy, 100% premium white meat spicy filet, KFC barbecue sauce, lettuce, cheese, and smoky bacon on a toasted brioche bun. The perfect balance of heat and sweet. You won't be able to resist the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger. Made by the fried chicken sandwich experts, the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger is available for a limited time. Try one today. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Tuesday, May 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:10 p.m. is the time, so you know we're talking sports. And you know we got to start it off like we always do today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the 04 Chapman Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starts at 9 a.m. Don't forget happy hour every Wednesday, every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at Naughty Johnny's. Always a good time down there. Give them a call. See what they got going on for you. 377-7776. All right. Let's see what happened on this day, May 2nd, in sports history. 1876, Ross Barnes hit the first home run in the National League. 1904, Lasker Durrell became the first woman to own a Kentucky Derby starter and winner with Elwood. 1920, in Indianapolis, the first game of the National Negro Baseball League was played. 1923, Walter Johnson pitched his 100th shutout. 1939, Lou Gehrig set a new Major League Baseball record when he played in his 2,130th game. The streak began on June 1st, 1925. It was later broken by Cal Ripken Jr. 1954, Stan Musial of the St. Louis Cardinals set a new Major League record when he hit 5 home runs against the New York Giants. 1958, the New York Yankees threatened to broadcast games in the league, went ahead with its plans to broadcast their games into New York. Years later, all of that's a mute point now. We see everybody's game every night, thanks to the cable. 1970, Diane Crump became the first female jockey to ride in the Kentucky Derby. 1988, the Baltimore Orioles signed a 15-year lease to remain in Baltimore and get a new park. 1988, Pete Rose of the Cincinnati Reds was suspended for 30 games for pushing an umpire. 2002, Mike Cameron of the Seattle Mariners hit 4 home runs against the Chicago White Sox. 2009, the Dallas Cowboys practice bubble collapsed during a storm during a practice. At the time, 27 players were working out. Almost all were drafted the previous weekend or signed as undrafted rookies. 12 people were injured. And sports quote of the day, it's not necessarily the amount of time you spend at practice that counts. It's what you put into the practice. Eric Lindros, one of the more famous hockey players of our time. All right, that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Let me slide into the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And you need to check out BK Nassau, man. It is all about that plant-based Whopper. If you haven't tried it, you need to try it. It is all good, all right? It's everything that a Whopper is, just plant-based, all right? Get it by itself or get it as a combo. It's all good, and it's waiting on you at your favorite Burger King Nassau location for takeout and drive-through, all right? So be sure to check them out. Right, as we check out the home court, I got special guest in studio with me. I've got Mr. Bruce Swan. He's the technical director from the Bahamas Football Association. And of course, we got CONCACAF Beach Soccer coming up this weekend, correct?
Next weekend.
Starting on Monday. And then it runs for the entire week, correct?
Runs for the entire week, finishes Mother's Day.
So wrapping up on Mother's Day.
Yes.
Something good in the afternoon to have after church and after Mother's Day dinner.
Big finer.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm liking.
Yeah.
All right. So let us know exactly a little bit more about CONCACAF Beach Soccer. So those who are not familiar with that brand.
Well, CONCACAF is the regional governing body for soccer in the Caribbean, Central America, and the Americas. That's America and Canada. So we have this, when we play all our football, or soccer as it's called in the northern part, you go through the qualifiers to get to World Cup by participating in CONCACAF events.
In the regional tournaments. So obviously for beach soccer, this is nothing different. It's a regional tournament.
We have 12 teams involved in it, and it's the qualifiers for World Cup, beach soccer World Cup. So we're trying to qualify. We know we hosted in 2017 and we played in it, but we never got back into it, and we're really working to get back into it.
Because if I'm 17, I think we did well. I think we made it into the final eight, or maybe even a little bit further.
We did play well on home soil, and that's why we accepted to host the qualifiers, the championship here, so that our boys can get an opportunity to qualify for that World Cup.
So is this the first time that they've been playing since 2017, or have they been to other beach soccer tournaments?
We have been to several beach soccer tournaments. We hosted the Bahamas Cup last year.
Correct.
And where we beat Colombia for the first time. We actually beat them last year here, and then we went to Colombia and beat them there. We beat Mexico for the first time in Colombia. So we had a lot of first time. The team is on high spirit. They just came out from El Salvador in a tournament, but we had most of our backup players, our top guns, were not there. So
that's still a good experience for the reserves, because you never know when they're going to be thrust into action.
Very, very good. Very good experience for them. So we're really looking forward to competing in our group. The top two move on to the quarterfinal. We're going to be playing Guatemala, Belize, and Mexico in our group. We are in group two.
So that's a group that I think you all could do make some noise in, considering we've beaten Mexico.
We believe we can come out top of the group. We are going there to compete and get into the quarterfinals. So it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We take a break on Thursday. So we have six games on those first 3 days, starting 12 o'clock.
So we expected the national beach soccer stadium to be filled to capacity.
We really want our people to be there. Yeah.
Got to come out and make noise.
We need every noise.
Oh,
we need all the cowbells. We need everything.
All the drums, all the whistles.
We need it.
You said some of your big guns didn't play in the last tournament, but who are some of the big guns that we can look for on the squad?
Leslie Sanfloy is still there. He's our top player and top goal scorer for the sport. And we also have Michael Butler, who is one of the best goalkeeper in the world in the sport. We have Jaime Thompson. He came back in and had a really good run, a tall target up front. We have Jean-Francois, who is a stalwart in the game and have given really good support. And we have some experience with Gavin Christie, a lot of experience playing. He's the most senior person there on the squad. So those key players are for us.
So I've talked to a lot of those guys in previous, tournaments in different, aspects from beach soccer as well as the other disciplines. So I think the team is loaded.
It is loaded.
We have good players.
We have like Wood Julmis. He's young and upcoming. Yeah. Evans Jules Mills, his brother, is also there. We have also Evel Jules Mills, these three brothers. They are young players coming in, so we look for them to make their mark. We look forward to Wood scoring some goals in this tournament. He have been having a good streak last year in the Bahamas Cup, so we hope he continues with that.
I want him to continue because I think this is a good opportunity considering the group that they've been put in.
Definitely.
I'm just looking at it. I'm saying, okay, we already beat Mexico. I'm looking at Guatemala. Not too strong.
Yeah, based on how you see in the group is the top rank, and then it goes down to the lowest one. So you see Bahamas, based on ranking, is second in that group. But we have defeated Mexico, like I said, and then so we believe we can do that and top the group and compete in the quarterfinals to get into the semis on Saturday, and that we could get into the finals and qualify for Beach Soccer World Cup.
So it starts next week on Monday.
Monday, we have 6 games from 12 o'clock.
Straight through.
If the Bahamas plays the last game every night, 7:30 prompt kickoff.
All right. And obviously, they're going to have all your eats and drinks out there as well.
So a lot of eats and a lot of drinks. You got a lot of eats and drinks. And remember, beach soccer is a party with soccer. You have a lot of bicycle kicks, a lot of volleys. It's a high-paced game.
Right, it's a lot really of fun, a lot of action.
A lot of action, so you can't miss a bit.
So it's going on all week, and obviously they'll culminate next week on Sunday, correct?
On Sunday, Mother's Day. With a big final.
With the grand finale.
Yeah.
So it's something to definitely look forward to doing all week long. And like I said, the stadium is awesome to take in. And the later it gets in the night, the cooler it gets, the more enjoyable the games are.
Definitely.
But that don't mean not to go out there at 12 o'clock and get started with your libations and everything. It's 6 games, so get out there and catch up.
Get out there and catch up. We have some big games earlier because USA is playing earlier in the day. Most of their games are 1:30.
Okay.
So if you want to catch them, they are top team.
So who are all the squads that are coming? You have a list of all the squads that are going to be here?
Yes. In Group A, we have El Salvador. They are one of the top teams in there too. Costa Rica, Guadeloupe, Turks and Caicos. Well, I mentioned our Group B, Mexico, Bahamas, Guatemala, Belize. And the third group, United States, Panama, Trinidad and Tobago, Dominican Republic.
That's a tough group right there. That's a death group right there.
That's a tough group right there, boy. So that's what I say. You can't miss anything because there is real good action right through the preliminary stage from Monday to Wednesday.
What's the admission look like? I got some folks texting me on the admission. Are the packages for the whole tournament?
We do beach soccer free. It's free.
It's free.
It's free.
Just show up and love yourself.
Show up, love yourself, buy drinks, buy food.
You don't need any fee whatsoever. Absolutely free.
Absolutely free.
Now, you pay for your food and your drinks, but that's it. Absolutely free. All right? So you can't go wrong. It can't be all that, I can't afford it. No, if you can't afford free, something wrong. So get out there and support the thing. It's absolutely free. All right? But I would say that if you got free admission, then expect to have a lot of vendors and a lot of different stores out there. So go support the vendors that are going to be out there and support the event, period, because that's the most important thing. Get out and support the team.
Definitely. And we look forward to your support. The boys need your support. We'll be bringing that good junk and a flavor to our football. And look forward to dominating in the group stage onto the knockout stage.
So we're looking forward to it as well, and we'll keep an eye on it next week, guys, down there from the stadiums or some updates throughout the week so we can bring it to the folks on air during the 5 o'clock hour.
It's a pleasure to do that and keep the people updated.
No problem, man. And we're rooting for you, man. I like the division that we're in.
Great.
That's advance. Let's make some noise.
Let's make some noise and play Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We need to play Friday, Saturday.
There you go. We'll be planning to play all week.
Monday straight through.
All right. So come on and support it. It's all going down starting on Monday, and it's running straight through the week. Obviously, culminating with the big final on Mother's Day. But like I said, come on out. It's the CONCACAF Beach Soccer
Championship.
Yeah. So you definitely want to come out and check it out, all right? I want to thank Mr. Bruce Spahn. Mr. Bruce Spahn, the technical director of the Bahamas Football Association, for stopping by, getting us up to snuff. And I'll see you out there, man.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, greatly appreciated. Let's get to the first break. Mr. Producer, flip side of the break. We'll be talking sports. And, of course, Pearly will be chiming in. So, we got to talk some NBA action. You got a big game tonight. And you got some NFL news. Got some Major League Baseball news. So, yeah, we're going to talk all of that on the flip side of the break as the Tuesday, May 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Say cancer, my family, didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice.
Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, more hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You're a spicy come lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity.
It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it.
My sales increase, and I can track my earnings.
Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today.
Call 356-7764. Fidelity, we're good for
you. Play with Island Games.
We're making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We're paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we put in Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
The 6th edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th. Get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the spirit of unity and camaraderie. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Games. Our nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the B-Games crew coming to your island soon. For more information, call 809-1242. Or visit thebahamasgames.org.
The Tuesday, May 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And we're into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:25 p.m. is the time. And we got Pearly zooming in now. I know Pearly's in the building. What's going on, Earl the Pearl? What's happening? Now you're on mute.
I'm just trying to stay out of trouble.
Yeah, boy, keep trying. Because I've been hearing things. You've been getting into trouble lately, man.
What you hearing?
I hear you've been getting into mischief. I stopped by here the other night. And I get the full breakdown from my headphones gone, Mr. Producer. I got the breakdown from the crew, from the wall crew. That you were busy. Yeah, you busy. You.
I stand out of trouble. That's all I know.
I hear boss lady get you.
Yeah, don't worry about you. Yeah, don't worry about the noise in the market. Always check the price of the fish.
There's laughing too, though. So that's how I know something going on with the fish.
Okay, I got you. You know how that is.
The laugh
one
was
the giveaway. I don't run my house. I don't run around it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's fine. I hear you was running around it, though. That's why they're laughing.
That's probably why I got divorced before, but now I ain't running around it.
Okay. Now you just walking it. You just popping it.
So listen. You don't like the show our good buddy put on last night?
Wait, which show that is now?
The Baird.
Okay, listen. I ain't gonna lie, right? Your boy Sancho was all motivated because, you know, he's a hardened fan from back in the day, right?
Yeah, yeah, I know he's old Harden. Fine,
I tell, listen, Harden, I say the bear been a bucket from then. He could score, but the bear don't. The bear just get doing every time it come down. The bear is like a sad ending to a movie. The bear can take you there. The bear can make you believe he yesterday the dragon, and the dragon is burning my every night. From Oklahoma City to Houston to the every incarnation in between. The Nets.
The bear can give you that game next game. He may give you 15 points.
That's the problem with the bear, though. If he runs hot, though, and he's the only one, like he could go for 40 a game. We know that.
Yeah, but
what them other dudes on that team could do?
They need him beat badly. They can go nowhere without him beat. That's a good win. That's a good gut team win, but I can't think they can do that every night.
No, listen, I give Harden credit for playing that veteran role. He played the veteran role, took some dudes' nerves last night when they wasn't looking. You know what I mean? He snuck them.
Yep.
They stole that game in more ways than one, because I don't believe he's going to erupt for 40 a night. He has the potential, but I don't think he's going to be 40 a night.
No, this ain't when he was in Oklahoma or like that. He ain't got that no more. Or Houston, they ain't got that no more.
I don't think so. And I think, you know, Boston adjusts really well. And notice, every time Boston is get punched in the mouth or gink, they come back the next game and make a statement.
Yep, they do. They sure do. They sure do. They sure do. I'm concerned about, I don't know, if Chris Paul doesn't come back, you can stick a fork in Phoenix.
No, but Pearly, this is what happens. It's the curse of Chris Paul.
And, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm, don't get me wrong when I say this. I don't want people to get me wrong. I love Chris Paul as a player. I feel for him. But that's what Durant get when you're trying to run behind a ring.
No, that might be part of it. But let me tell you what it really is, Pearly. This is karma. And this karma has been attached to Chris Paul ever since David Stern vetoed that trade and didn't allow him to become a Laker and play with Kobe Bryant. Notice what has happened to Chris Paul.
So you'll never get a ring because he never came back.
Never. And notice, every place he goes, the fallout is always real. Second round or Western Conference Championships. He always implodes at the same time.
Yeah, you see? I see that.
He always implodes at the same time. And that is the curse.
Implodes. I don't know if he gets hurt.
That implodes, gets hurt. The karma's bad. Karma gets him every time. And that is the curse of David Stern in that trade, for vetoing that trade. I hate to say it. But Chris Paul ain't winning no ring no time soon. Great player.
I don't think they get past Denver.
First ballot Hall of Famer, all of that. But no, sir. No championship.
They won't get past Denver.
And listen, Denver to me, Denver played possum. They played possum with everybody. They backed in knowing full well they gonna rest dudes up for this playoff run. You got dudes, look, they got some young dudes on that team ready to play.
Yeah.
And they got some veteran presence on that team ready to play. And Jokic, let me tell you something. Stat Boy came up with a real wicked stat today. He said, look at the Greek Freak. The Greek Freak won two MVPs, but no championships. The year he didn't get MVP, he won a championship. Look at Jokic. 2 years MVP. This year he ain't going to get it. Might be his year for the championship.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Just throwing it out there. Not saying, but look at it for what it is. And Denver has played good ball. I'm sorry, but they played good ball against Phoenix.
Yeah, they did. They did. They play really good ball. They tick in on all cylinders right now. So it'll be interesting to see. And the other side, the flip side of things, the Celtics, you know, if I don't go back to the Celtics, this has been a bad weekend for Boston, you know.
You know, horrible.
Bruins had all kind of record, and most games win.
And the Florida Panthers sent them home with their dingy, disgusting, little nasty regular season record. Got hot at the right time, sent them home.
Punch them in the nose, punch them in the head, punch them in the gut, punch them in the groin, punch them everywhere to beat up on them. Nope. The next one was to watch the New Jersey Devils beat up on the Rangers. That was a big game, too. That was... Rangers was up 3-1. The Rangers was up 3-1, and New Jersey said, hell to the end. No, two, they were down 2-0. They won three in a row to go up 3-2. The Rangers tied it up 3-3. And then they went into New Jersey last night, and the Rangers could not. Jersey outplayed them in every aspect of that rink.
They did. I mean, I can't.
In the back, everywhere.
I can't run from it. You know, they outplayed the Rangers, brother.
Not even outplayed them. They was, their speed was too much for the Rangers. I didn't realize how fast they were because I really haven't watched them play. I think I watched them play once all season. So I really would have watched them play. But them brothers, they, you know, they got a 22-year-old Swedish goalkeeper who is playing off the chain as a goalie right now. Off the chain. So it's going to be fun. It's been fun. These playoffs on both the NBA and the NHL have been real fun.
All right, speaking of NBA, we got to talk about a couple of things. You glazed over one that we got to talk about, and that's the Lakers and the Warriors, all right?
No, I didn't get to that yet. I was getting to that right now.
All right, now, before we do that, remember now, final 10 today, Rich Eisen got the full breakdown. Rich is all over this. What's it going to take for the Lakers to beat the Warriors and vice versa? So that's the final 10 today. But I'm looking at this series right now, Pearly, and there's a couple of things we need to talk about. I think that there's five key factors in this Laker Warrior second round playoff series.
Okay.
All right. Couple of things is going to determine it. Okay. Obviously, you know, Steph Curry and LeBron, they're on the marquee. That's the trademark matchup on the marquee. Agreed?
Yeah.
But there now, don't sleep on Draymond versus Anthony Davis. I hear they're going to throw Draymond at Anthony Davis. Now,
Anthony will eat him for breakfast. They better put Looney.
Hold on. They're going to throw Looney at him. But they're going to give him moments of Draymond banging on him. Okay? And that's something he didn't have last series. And you know when Draymond come to bang. All right? So let's keep an eye there. Top three names for Golden State are LA are the usual. All right? LeBron, Steph, AD, Draymond, D'Angelo Russell, and Klay Thompson. All of those guys are going to go at it. But these are some of the players, I think, that are going to be factors. The name you just mentioned, Kevin Looney. It's going to be big for Golden State. He's got to take on AD for the majority of these minutes.
Going to be big. Has to be big.
Well, has to be big. All right. Needs to be big. It's a necessity. Needs to be big. All right?
Go ahead.
Now, I will say, due to his inconsistency, he needs to be big. Okay? Now, in the last playoff series, he played pretty decent. Okay?
Yeah, but he didn't play against the size that he's going to be playing up against now.
Now,
the
Looney's
Laker team.
Check this out. Looney's importance only increases against the Lakers. His playmaking is crucial to optimizing both single and dual big lineups. And he will once again have to work his, you know, the work cut out for him because he's got to take care of Anthony Davis on the boards. But this is the key. Looney has to be a part of the rebounding. Golden State rebounds well, but he's a big major contributing factor to it. Now, keeping AD under control is the problem. Looney's a great rebounder, but he don't have nobody like AD. Prior to this series, he didn't have anybody that big that he was really to battle. Offensively, I like AD. He has a better offensive repertoire. Looney and AD both play defense. So Looney's job is going to be to make AD work, make it grimy, make it nasty, make it physical, not pretty at all. So I still tip my hat to AD in this matchup right here. But if you see Looney making it difficult for AD, that could cause a problem for the Lakers. What do you think, Pearly?
If it's only two letters, but that's one of the biggest.
Right,
words
but
we're talking.
We're not saying it's going to happen, but we're putting it out there.
No. If he can do that, then if the key to the Lakers winning would be AD, and if he's able to shut down AD, neutralize AD, frustrate AD, whatever, then the Lakers will have some concerns.
I think the
biggest thing for the Warriors is the Lakers' size is going to hurt them. The Lakers going to be 6'10", 6'7" foot across the front of the board. And then you look at LeBron and you look at Schroeder and all them. They're going to be a pretty big team. There's going to be a lot of trying to shoot over. But the problem that the Lakers will have with Golden State is a really good motion team. Really good motion team.
Uh-huh.
They're not the greatest at defending against the motion. So how they adjust, how Ham has them ready, it will be key of how they deal with that motion. Steph Curry moves great without the ball. So you're going to have to shadow him. You're going to have to put Schroeder on him or whoever on him going to run and deny him the ball, make him work hard to get the ball, and then stick up on him and deny him and make him drive to the bucket. But hopefully the rim protectors will do something. It's going to be a good series. I think it's going to be a really good series. And don't, you know, a lot of people said, oh, the Warriors, they're the favorites. Yes, the Warriors probably are the favorites. But don't count the Lakers just out. Don't count them out.
I got a dog. I got a dog horse for you in this matchup, though. Somebody who won't get a lot of run otherwise, but I think his minutes may increase this series because he's such a good defender, and they may just have to throw him at LeBron trying to make him miserable. But look for Jonathan Kuminga to get more numbers for the Warriors. He's played well for more years.
He's not strong enough, Nardi. LeBron will just manhandle him.
No, listen, I'm not saying it's a strength issue, but there is a speed issue. He's got the quickness advantage over LeBron. LeBron's got the strength on it. So let's see.
Offensively, if LeBron is holding him offensively, but LeBron, but when it's time for him to hold LeBron, that's
no
problem.
I'm saying if LeBron gets the dip in the shoulder and driving, LeBron's going to do what he needs to do. I'm not worried about that, okay? I'm saying, though, if Kuminga gets in space, plays defense, makes it difficult for him to get into spacing, you know what I mean, because of his quickness.
Yeah.
Make him work. LeBron's a little older now. I'm looking at the fatigue element. I think that's where Kerr's going with this, too. You ain't gonna stop him, but you need to fatigue. That's what he needs to get.
Yeah, but the Lakers rested now. They had 4 days to rest.
Yeah, but sometimes
they did not. The Warriors only had 2 days to rest.
That's fine, buddy. But sometimes
the Warriors are young. Hold on. Y'all thinking the Warriors young? Stepping them in the 30s as well?
No. Hear me though. You missing my point. That they two old geezer squads. I saying it. The two of them is geezers, geriatric geritards. However, sometimes you see a layoff goes against a team, and that team who just came in from playing has that momentum. I'm not saying that's going to be the case, but you have to look at it because we've seen it happen before.
Yeah.
Naughty, if you deny Curry the ball, what happens to Klay and the rest of those shooters? Was Curry running around and you trying to defend him? What happens to the other shooters and the other players? I guess that's for you, Pearly. I guess that text is based off the motion offense that you said they run so well.
Listen, and I hear what they're saying, but now if you look at how Klay has been playing, Klay has not been balling. He's really not been balling. 5 for 20 or something like that, 5 for 19 in the last game or something like that, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he shot 5 for 19. The numbers weren't great.
Okay, the numbers have not been great for him. So I'm not saying that, he's a veteran. They've been there. He knows what to do. Not saying he won't do it, but I'm saying I'm more concerned about Steph. Steph put the Warriors on his back and took them straight to that victory. That was all Steph. So I'm worried about Steph more so than anything else. And I think if you deny Steph, I think you can beat the Warriors. I think they go as far as Steph can get them. As the Lakers go, what AD can do, as the Denver Nuggets go with the Joker, I think, and as the Knicks go with Brunson, and as we saw as the Kings go with Fox, the same thing will apply. And I think if you can neutralize Steph, then you can win that game. You can win that series.
Pearly, you can't worry about what Klay used to do. He might have a good game tonight. Klay is very scary and needs to be guarded at all times. This from the texter.
I like what the texter said. You cannot, based on what he used to do. And a lot of people think, this is the Klay Thompson from 2-3 years ago who was putting up this. No, that injury has taken a toll on him. That injury he's not the Klay Thompson.
Yeah, but you can't outright sleep on it.
You can't cut him out. You cannot discount him. No, you cannot discount him. I agree.
I think that's what the text is trying to say. Let's get to the call. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, Pearly?
Hey, Pearly.
Hey.
It's Mystery Heat. He's here for you again today.
My brother calling straight true, boy. He calling straight true. I hope this call don't stop after the night, though. I hope you call tomorrow.
Well, we know how, hold on. Wait 1 second. We know how his reputation goes. If this thing goes south, he could be gone, too. We didn't see him get kicked off.
No. Stop that. Because guess what? Many times I've been trying to call in and you and Pearl just had all the air. And then the show just...
Pearly, do you hear this? Do you hear this? We call out and we have a producer? I mean, come on. Now, really?
The Dolphin game. The Dolphins are lost. You understand? I had no opportunity to get in because I've been calling.
Pretty.
You guys were just talking.
Do you believe this? Or are we going to put this in the Crocs files over here?
I can give him the benefit of the doubt.
Pretty, I hear you talking about Klay Thompson injury, right? Let me explain something to you. LeBron James injuries, not just injuries has been plaguing him. And so has Anthony Davis. Okay, so AD has injuries to
MCL, ACL injury that took him out for months. That was a much major injury.
So when you're going to talk about injuries,
that is lot. Some guys have been career ending.
So but then you can talk about injuries. Talk about those injuries. Because of both of them, Anthony Davis and LeBron James, are brittle. Peanut brittle. All right, so let's talk that. And another thing, y'all mentioned
Jordan
Poole.
I want to comment. Hold on. I'm not talking about injuries like how LeBron. I said
Klay Thompson injury is going to play him. So now
let me say it clearly. Listen to me. I said Klay Thompson's injury is going to plague him, meaning the one that kept him out of the league, one that kept him out for months, meaning that
he's not back to himself yet.
I'm just being honest. I'm not being a player. I'm being honest with that. He's not back to himself yet.
But you're still not adding. I didn't hear y'all say nothing about Jordan Poole. I didn't hear y'all say nothing about Gary Payton Jr. I hear y'all say nothing about him.
What about him?
Nothing about none of those. Listen. Even if Steph Curry or Klay Thompson have bad games, next man up.
Next man up. And you like to say this next man up, but this is the playoffs, my brother.
That's what I'm talking about. It has to be the next man up because then I'll go
home. Next man up. If it was next man up, then brothers would have performed in that last game.
No, but Steph if one man is flowing, why not let him continue his flow? Why take it away? And Steph Curry was flowing. You understand?
Okay.
If Jordan Poole starts flowing, they're going to keep on feeding Poole. If Klay Thompson starts flowing, they're going to keep on feeding Klay Thompson. And you know this sport. Both of you know this sport. So let's be real. Not if Steph Curry have a bad game, no one else going to have a good game. Let's be real about this.
I didn't say that. I know this game because I've been watching the playoffs and for 100,000 years.
Absolutely.
One thing I know, teams that win the championships, their leaders carry them to the championships. Not the role players. But the role players do some stuff, but their leaders lead them to the championship. And that is why they get the big money.
You know what I'm going to call this series? Guess what I'm going to call this series? No contest on behalf of the Golden State Warriors. Absolutely no contest.
You're going into the sweep.
Okay?
You're going into the sweep.
No contest.
So you call it a sweep then? You call it a sweep?
I didn't say a sweep. It's going to be 4-2. 4-2.
Okay, but that ain't no contest. No contest is 4-0. That means they're going to win.
No contest is a sweep. I didn't say sweep. No contest is 4-2.
All right. I got you. Okay.
I didn't say sweep.
All right.
It's 4-2.
Okay, no problem.
That's how I see it.
All right.
So you say
this conversation. We will have this conversation tomorrow. Make sure I call tomorrow.
Okay, I will hear from Naughty before Naughty hang up because the series starts tonight. Naughty, let me hear you.
Listen, me.
Naughty, who's siding with you?
You don't know who I'm siding with. Relax yourself.
Let me hear that.
To be honest with you?
Yes.
I haven't made up my mind yet.
I'm torn.
I'm being honest with you.
And you won't criticize Mr. Heat.
I'm torn. I'm torn, but guess what? I will go on record and say the favorite player didn't work for me. All right. And I could easily go country and I could say, hey, I want to see, you know, Klay do it over LeBron and so on and so forth. But what I shall do, since I got a call from LA last night, and I'll tell you who called me from LA last night. And I ain't no shame in my game. Okay.
Tell me.
Michael Cooper. Remember Michael Cooper, Cooper Loop with the big socks, the tall socks?
Absolutely.
Cooper's
the left-hander.
Coop, the left-hander.
Who won championships with the Sparks and beat cancer. Coop called me last night. Coop was like, Naughty, I know you used to rock high socks when you first started playing ball because you was a fan of the Lakers. You wore the high socks because of me. You wore the Converse because of Magic. You know what I mean? You tried to add a little hook shot to your game and the up and under move wasn't a sky hook because of Kareem. You know, you got to think back as to what made you a late, brought you to where you are today.
Hold on, you just asked me to speak, right?
I want to hear this.
So I had to reflect and I did contemplate because it was those early Laker teams with Coop and McAdoo and Silk Wilkes and all those guys, you know what I mean? And Mike McGee off the bench, along with Kareem and Magic and Worthy and Landsberger and all those guys. I was like, yeah, that Showtime crew. Hold on, that Showtime crew. They took me a long way. Then Jordan them desecrated it. Yeah, tried to steal the
Cry me a river.
Then Kobe came along. And Kobe came along. And then Kobe came along. And then he realized it took you to
all of this just to
Kobe.
Say you were pulling for the Lakers in the series?
And at the end of the day, on the fact that I look up and over the last couple of weeks, and especially it being Gigi Bryant's birthday today, little Mambacita, and all that Kobe was to me. And Kobe was a lifelong Laker. I'm going to pull. If 12 Lakers on the court, I pull in for 11. If 15 Lakers on the team, I pull in for 14. You know, one big snot from Cleveland via Miami, via Cleveland, the kid from Akron, I'm pulling for him.
Okay, so.
Lakers in six. And you want me to tell you who the catalyst of this series could be? It ain't going to be LeBron. It ain't going to be AD. I can tell you the three dudes who could win this series for the Lakers. D'Lo, Riz, and Richie Hachimura, a.k.a. Richie Hoochie Mama.
All right, I think you need to go get a reality check after this. Okay?
Now, you know, the only thing that's disturbing about this conversation with Naughty is, this is what I've been trying to tell him now for 2 weeks, but he had to let Michael Cooper call him to tell him that. Couldn't listen to his dear friend and brother, clearly. He had to wait for Cooper Loop. Okay, no problem.
You want me to put it out there?
Hold on.
You want me to tell you why Cooper called me? Because Pearly called Cooper. And Cooper said he didn't talk to Pearly.
Actually, I did. I spoke to Magic. Magic spoke to Coop.
Well, it all worked out.
Okay.
And then Byron didn't work out yet
because the series starts tonight, so it didn't work out yet. The series starts in Golden State tonight. It didn't work out yet, my brother. Listen.
I noticed one thing.
So you know what I'm doing as well
so
as
is
I'm...
Is Jimmy Butler playing tonight?
Well, if Jimmy Butler don't play tonight, it doesn't really matter because we have a championship. We have a champion on the team, and that's Kyle Lowry. Okay? Kyle Lowry. If Jimmy Butler
don't
play,
I really feel it for you right now, you know. I really want to call somebody and have an intervention.
Why?
You can't be real.
Why?
Without Jimmy Butler, y'all ain't getting nowhere. Without Jimmy Butler, the series over.
That's in your dreams.
I don't dream. I don't dream about the Knicks.
Well, you
I don't
do.
Dream about the Heat.
We got to pick this up tomorrow.
I prefer to dream other things.
We got one more call on. We got to get to the break. So I appreciate you chiming in, Mystery. We'll pick it up with you tomorrow, man.
Okay, my brother.
Tomorrow. I will look for you tomorrow.
Let's get to this last call and let us take it home with this. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? All right. We didn't get that one. So we'll get to the break. And Rich Eisen will take us home today with his breakdown of the Lakers and the Warriors starting tonight. Now, Pearly, just so you know, though, I had some bet in the chat group, though. I had to go Warriors in the chat group. I need to get some revenge against some Brunsexuals. But an overall picture, I pull in for the Lakers, okay?
But no, okay, Naughty, just before we go, I made a promise to a dear friend. I'm excited about, we have a young man that played, came from the Bahamas, went off to school, never played a touch of football in his entire life till he went off. All right. And you know Clifford Ramming from Virginia Street, Clifford and Robin Ramming.
Yeah.
Clifford's son. He's 18 years old. He's 6'2", 340
big boy.
Pounds.
Yeah, but I know who you're talking about.
340 pounds, and he got He's going to play tackle, offensive line, or some. And he was playing two ways in high school, linebacker and offensive line. But at his size, I'm sure he's going
to
be playing.
Tell him I need to see them because we got to get Sancho in that program because Sancho is the next
but
one.
His name is Kellen Ramming. He's going to play. He's Division II school. And I was telling his parents, Division II players also get drafted. A couple of them got drafted this year.
Trust me,
he's trying to go to school in Massachusetts. So I'm excited for him. I want to say congratulations to Kellen Ramming. Congratulations to the Ramming family. Clifford, my dear friend. This is great news. And
every
time a Bahamian does well, we should always praise them.
And we do. And now we got to get to the break. So I appreciate you, Pearly. And good stuff. And big up to the Ramming crew. And we'll talk more about him as well in the coming weeks. I know we're going to keep an eye on him, man.
Yeah.
All right. Be safe, Pearly. Enjoy the game. Let's go, Lakers. And we'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
It's a good day in the kingdom.
Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
Uh-huh.
People, the government.
I can tell them no more slunkin'.
We want the function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road, gone down Village Road, gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
It's a ride.
We want local government.
Shed a
love. We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Get ready for the ultimate beach soccer showdown. The Bahamas Football Association presents the 2023 CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championship from May 8th to 14th. Head to the Beach Soccer Stadium beside the Sydney Poitier Bridge and witness the action. Cheer on the Beach Boys as they compete against powerhouses from 11 countries across the region, like Mexico, El Salvador, and the USA. Gather your friends, family, and flags and cheer on our Beach Boys. Admission is absolutely free. For more information, visit BahamasFA.net. Don't miss out on all the action at the 2023 CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championship, May 8th to 14th. See you there.
On his back and help LeBron. What say you, TJ?
That's the knock that he gets. He's in street clothes. They want to call him soft and he gets injured. But telling you what, when that man is on his game, I don't know what you do to stop him. And Looney is going to be in for a long series. Looney and Draymond Green, they're going to have to ball out, especially if AD is healthy. You know what I mean, Chris?
Yeah, for the Lakers to win too, guys, it's not just going to have to be LeBron and AD. We're going to need Knights from Austin Reeves, and we're going to need a Rui.
We're going to need
20 and 10 games. We're going to need Jared Vanderbilt to absolutely shut down Klay Thompson. We're going to need D'Angelo Russell the other night, the overtime win. D-Russ was hitting those threes that got him back in it. We're going to need two of those games. We're going to need a weird Malik Beasley game. We're going to need Schroeder to play smart. It's going to take a total team effort because they're just not as good as Golden State is. And so it's going to take kind of a Herculean effort. Yeah, we know LeBron's going to do it. He's averaging, like we said, 38-6 this year. We're going to need that every night. We're going to need 35 a night from LeBron. We're going to need 30 a night from AD. And then we're going to need the other guys to chip in. You know, they're going to have to get 50 points. And suddenly that's 125, and that's what it's going to take to beat this Warrior team.
Well, we're not going to get 35 a night out of LeBron. That's just...
Why?
I don't think that that's...
Why not?
I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think it's 35 a night for him at 38.
Then they're not going to win the series.
We'll see. I don't think he needs to score 35 a night.
Yeah,
but I do players, like you mentioned, they got to show him.
AD and LeBron got to go for 60 to 65 points.
I think with LeBron, I don't know that you necessarily need 30 a night, but I think you need a triple-double type line every night. Like, that's what LeBron gives you, right? Like, I think you need, 12, 13 rebounds. You need 9, 10 assists. Yeah. And, you need 20-plus points, obviously. Yeah. But, I'm just looking at, against Memphis, which was a very different series. He goes for 21, 28, 25, 22, 15, and 22. But this is such a different team than Memphis. And has a team ever gone from as likable to as hated in a two-month span as the Memphis Grizzlies? Like, how...
I don't think they were ever likable, Dan. I feel they took that villain...
Really?
They took that villain hat last year, and I think that... I think that that's what they wanted.
Let me rephrase that. Has a team ever gone from as fun to watch...
Underdog, rooting...
...to as hated as the Memphis Grizzlies in one fell swoop?
Yeah.
Thank you, Ellen Brooks.
Yeah. And then you saw Shams' tweet a few minutes ago, right?
Yeah.
Hoskins just putting it up if you want to let the people at home know what that says.
The Grizzlies have informed pending unrestricted free agent Dylan Brooks that he will not be brought back under any circumstances, sources tell Shams Charania. Brooks was told about the Grizzlies' decision to move on in exit meetings with team officials in recent days, sources said.
Any circumstances?
I think everybody in Memphis is probably glad for that. A couple of my best friends from college, huge Memphis Grizzlies fans, and went to Tennessee. They grew up in Memphis, moved back to Memphis after school, and go to every game. And that, like, the city has embraced that team, and you know, grind city mentality, underdog mentality, and then the stuff happens with Ja and then Dylan. They have so many nice pieces on that team. I don't know that Dylan Brooks is going to be missed at this point.
I know he was, you know, longest tenured player on the team, kind of the heart and soul. And Brockman and I were talking about this during the break. And why don't you tell him, Chris, you and I kind of shared the same thought on what the future might lie for
Dylan
Brooks.
He's going to be on the Lakers next year. I mean, come on. This is the type of player LeBron actually likes. He likes guys who are willing to get under people's skins. Remember, Lance Stephenson had that famous gif of him
blowing in LeBron's ear.
And then he signed off on playing with Lance Stephenson. He joined the Lakers. Mm-hmm. So this is the type of guy that, as long as you can make shots, LeBron likes playing with these types of guys. Wouldn't shock me in the least to see him on the Lakers.
So you're a gif guy, not a gif guy.
Gif guy, not gif? I say gif? I think it's gif like the peanut butter.
I think it's both. I think I've been around.
I say gif. I mean, it's gif.
You say gif?
I just said it's gi. It's G.
It is a G, but it's GIF and GIF. I've heard both.
GIF, yeah,
I've
butter.
Heard both. You know? I'll stop. We're showing our age right now.
Hey, Dan, did you park in the garage when you got here today? Is that where you parked?
Touche. Well, I'm certainly looking forward to that game. I want a good series with Golden State and the Lakers. And, being here in Los Angeles, I mean, you guys lived it this season. The Lakers were terrible. The fact that they're even in this position, they've made some nice moves.
They retooled that entire roster,
really,
and you didn't think that anything was going to come of it, Chris. And then they were the top-ranked defensive team. Once they made that trade, things just flipped. It was amazing how they were able to get in there and kind of just rework that whole system.
And they withstood LeBron missing a significant amount of time again. Mm-hmm. And, I was just looking it up. I wanted to see what he did against Golden State this year. They played opening night, and he had 31, 15, and 8. And then he played sparing minutes in one other game, and he was inactive for the other two. So, you know, they haven't seen LeBron and since the beginning of the season. So it's going to be interesting to see how they defend him. I think you're right, TJ. Looney is in for a long series. Mm-hmm. Can he get 20?
He's been balling. So.
Well, let me say this about Looney.
He's been playing good D. Yeah.
He had 320 or more rebound games.
That's crazy.
Against Sacramento. Looney, you could make the argument that Kevon Looney was the second best player in that series for Golden State. He was unbelievable. His rebounding numbers were off the chart.
Yeah.
So
they're going to need it. It's going to take a full team effort from both sides. Whoever wins this series will have 100% earned it. And it might just become because they move on because the other team got worn down. You know, the Lakers, they looked really tired at the end of that Grizzlies series, which makes the 40-point win to close it out even that much more impressive in my mind.
Well, I had written down here, you know, is it more important for Jordan Poole or for Klay Thompson to play well for the Warriors? And I think you need them both to play well.
But you need Poole to be the guy that earned that $120 million contract last year. You know, we need to see that guy if you're Golden State because he's been such a disappointment so far. They were able to get by without him really playing at a high level. So you need him to be 20 a night. They're going to need that from him.
Also, I think Klay, I think the most points he had against the Kings were 26. I think you're going to have some of those Klay Thompson, like legendary games where my man's hitting for like 35, hitting 10 threes. You know, I think
clutch
that
moment.
That's
Klay's a clutch guy.
Clutch Klay. Yeah. And I think we didn't really see that last series. That's going to be necessary to get them to the next level.
Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.